House will please come to order. Those persons not having privilege of the floor will please vacate the chamber. All members and guests in the galleries will please rise as we are led in prayer this morning by Rabbi Adam Berman. Rabbi Berman is a guest of the gentleman in the 54th District, Delegate Pushkin.
Rabbi Hanina, Skana Kohanim, Omer, Heve Mitpalel, Vishloma Shel Malchut, Shil Male Mora'ah, Ish Et Re'ehu Chaim Bla'o. Rabbi Hanina, the vice high priest of the ancient temple in Jerusalem, said, "Pray for the welfare of the government, for were it not for the fear it inspires, every man would swallow his neighbor alive." May we in fact pray this day for the welfare of the government, and may this house inspire peace and friendship among the many peoples and faiths of the great state of West Virginia. May you promote camaraderie among West Virginians, not merely through instilling authority. May this chamber itself lead by example of collaboration and respect. Far from swallowing one's neighbor alive, may the delegates and all proud residents of West Virginia model the command of Leviticus to love your neighbor as yourself. Oseh shalom bimromav, hu yaseh shalom aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'imeru amen. May the one who grants peace on high grant peace within the people's house and throughout our beautiful mountain state and these United States of America, and let us say, amen.
Please remain standing as we are led in the Pledge of Allegiance today by the gentleman from the 66th District, Delegate Kyle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues and guests, please join me as we recite the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Members and guests may be seated. Reading of the Journal.
Journal of the House of Delegates, February 20th, 2026.
Gentleman of the 54th, Doug Pushkin.
Yes, Mr. Speaker, I ask unanimous consent that the further reading of the Journal be dispensed with and that it be approved as having been read.
The gentleman of the 54th asks unanimous consent that the further reading of the Journal be dispensed with and that it be approved as having been read. Are there objections? There are no objections. Introductions. Gentleman from the 57th, Doug Lewis, is recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to welcome a page. If you could stand up, Charles Hanna. He is from John Adams Middle School. He's a baseball player. He is here with his mom, Christy. If the House can make him feel welcome.
Gentlelady from the 56th, Delegate Young.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm also excited to announce a page today, if he could stand up. We've got Dylan Vandal. He's in the 8th grade at John Adams Middle School, and he's joined by his mother, if everyone would make them welcome.
Gentleman from the 79th, Delegate Hanson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Today, a large number of people are here to celebrate Environment Day, also known as E-Day. And I wanted to recognize some of the people who are here today. There are a number of students from Concord, Bethany, WVU, and WVU Tech. That includes the WVU Student Government Association, Sierra Student Coalition, Appalachian Advocacy Network, Peace Corps Prep, Professor Perez's Sustainability Class 302. And then I also wanted to recognize by name from the West Virginia University Center for Resilient Communities, if you would stand when I call your name, Grace Deaver, Molly Hardy, Sam Bain, and Abby Armstrong, if the House would please make them all welcome.
Gentleman from the 25th, Delegate Hornbuckle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Excuse me. Colleagues, today I have Ed Page. I'd like to introduce Mrs. Yanni Brewer. She, please stand up. She is from Mountain Ridge Middle School. She's involved in choir and basketball. She also has her mother here with us today in the West Gallery. Annie, please make her feel welcome.
Delegate from the 4th, Delegate Flanagan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Today, House, I get to celebrate something very special to me. My wife could not be down here, but she is watching. And if you guys could help me say thank you for putting up with me for 30 years. Today was really meaningful to me, and I really appreciate a big shout out to her. Thank you.
Gentlelady from the 19th, Delegate Krause.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of the Putnam County delegation, we would like to welcome the West Virginia Library Association up in the South Gallery. They are joined by our Putnam County Librarian, Ms. Megan Tarbett. If they would stand and the House can make them welcome.
Gentleman from the 95th, Delegate Horst.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have a couple introductions today. In the North Gallery, I would like to introduce a wonderful group of future leaders from big, beautiful Berkeley County. This year's class of Berkeley leadership, would the House give them a big, beautiful West Virginia welcome? I would also like to introduce, also in the North Gallery, my friend Christian Fisher from Commercial Metals Corporation. Please make him feel welcome.
Gentleman from the 46th, Delegate Campbell.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Delegate Canterbury and I have three pages today. They are all sixth grade students at Eastern Greenbrier Middle School. If they'll stand or wave when I call their name, please. Kane Taylor, Brindley Morgan, and Kennedy Hodge. They're here today in our North Gallery with their parents. If they will stand when I call their name, Justin and Portia Taylor, Ashley Morgan, and Joey Hodge. Will the House please give them a wild and wonderful West Virginia welcome?
Gentleman from the 28th, Delegate Browning.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On behalf of myself and Delegate Amos, we have three pages here today. If they would stand when I call their name, Ms. Penelope Ray, Parker Ray, and Ms. Violet Morgan, all of Cerrito Canova Middle School, and they are escorted by grandmother Tammy Ray. If the House could please make them feel welcome.
Gentleman from the 92nd, Delegate Height.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just wanted to announce that here, all the way here from big, beautiful Berkeley County, we have the John Hardy, fiscal bulldog, former delegate. Give him a big welcome.
Gentleman from the 37th, Delegate Gearhart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have a couple of introductions this morning. First, in the gallery, I understand we have a large contingent of students, nursing students from Bluefield State College. If the House would please, if they would rise and the House would make them welcome. Secondly, Mr. Speaker, you all will note that I have a smile on my face and my heart is full. I ask Riley Davies to stand. Today, paging for us is my oldest granddaughter, Riley Davies.
Gentleman from the 38th, Delegate Ellington.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On behalf of the Mercer County delegates, I have a number of people from the Nurse Practitioner School at Bluefield University. If they would stand, they're led by Amber Warfield. I don't have the rest of the names, but if the House would make them all feel welcome.
Delegate from the 59th, Delegate Shamblin.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have two introductions. I have two pages. One is Riley Morgan, if she would stand. She's a ninth grader at Nitro High School. Her favorite subject is math, much to my chagrin. It should be history. She is accompanied by her parents, Cynthia and Zoe. If they're in one of the galleries, if they could stand, and let's make them feel welcome. My second page this morning is one of my former students. She's sitting right in front of me, Lake and Gano. If she would stand, she was my 11th grade. She is in 11th grade at Nitro High School, and she had me for 10th grade U.S. history. Her favorite subject is English. Again, not a winner, but should be history. But she's accompanied by her mother, Amber. If she could stand in the gallery and the House, make them feel welcome.
Are there further introductions? Gentleman the 25th, Delegate Hornbuckle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This past weekend, the city and community of Huntington experienced a huge loss to senseless gun violence in an attempt to defend and protect other people. Adrian Phillips, 26 of Huntington, was an employee of the city. His older brother, DJ, age 39, a lifelong friend of mine, was a father of three, an avid Dallas Cowboy fan, and an up-and-coming basketball coach who just recently won the middle school county championship for St. Joe Middle. House will be pleased to stand in silence.
This time, a chair will ask all members and guests in the galleries to please rise as we observe a brief moment of silence for those lives lost in Huntington over the weekend. Thank you, members and guests. May be seated. Standing committee reports.
Your Committee on Education has had under consideration House Bill 5478, established a statewide pilot program to improve kindergarten readiness. It reports the same back with recommendation that do pass, but first be referred to your Committee on Finance.
Report to be received. The bill will be referred to the Committee on Finance.
Your Committee on Education has had under consideration House Bill 4588, relating to participating in the Federal Tax Credit Scholarship Program. Reports a committee substitute back, therefore, with the recommendation the committee substitute do pass, but first be referred to your Committee on Finance.
Report to be received, and the bill will be referred to the Committee on Finance.
Your Committee on Education has had under consideration House Bill 4995, require the use of video cameras in certain special education classrooms, and reports committee substitute back, therefore, with the recommendation the committee substitute do pass, but first be referred to your Committee on the Judiciary.
Report will be received, and the bill will be referred to the Committee on the Judiciary.
Your Committee on Education has had under consideration House Bill 5012, providing for in-year school personnel movement to meet school needs, and reports committee substitute back, therefore, with the recommendation the committee substitute do pass.
Report will be received.
Your Committee on the Judiciary has had under consideration House Bill 4962, Drug-Related Nuisances, and House Bill 5067, relating to the powers and duties of the Director of the Division of Administrative Services, and reports committee substitutes back, therefore, with recommendation that each do pass.
Report will be received.
Your Committee on the Judiciary has had under consideration committee substitute for Senate Bill 84, prohibiting law enforcement from placing surveillance cameras on private property, and reports the same back with amendment and the recommendation that the bill do pass as amended.
To be received.
Your Committee on the Judiciary has had under consideration House Bill 4604, relating to abuse and neglect cases, and reports committee substitute back, therefore, with recommendation the committee substitute do pass, but first be referred to your Committee on Finance.
Report to be received. The bill will be referred to the Committee on Finance.
Your Committee on Finance set under consideration House Bill 4126 to modify the funding distribution of the State Park Endowment Fund and the State Parks Operational Fund. Reports committee substitute back, therefore, with recommendation of committee substitute do pass.
Report will be received.
Your Committee on Finance set under consideration House Bill 4981 relating to designating a psychiatric hospital that treats exclusively civil and forensic patients committed to it from the state and from state hospitals, a state-designated hospital for the purposes of the statute, and reports the same back with recommendation the bill do pass.
Report will be received.
Your Committee on Finance had under consideration committee substitute for House Bill 4006, creating the West Virginia Aerospace and Advanced Manufacturing Growth Act, and committee substitute for House Bill 4390, relating to the temporary payment to a kinship parent of a subsidy equal to that of a foster parent, and reports committee substitutes back for the committee substitutes, and the recommendation needs to pass.
Report will be received. Other standing committee reports? If not, then select committee reports. Chairman of the 28th, Delegate Browning.
Yes, Mr. Speaker. With unanimous consent, I'd like to return to the second order of business.
Are there objections? None are heard. Gentlemen, may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. For Nurses Day today at the Capitol, we would like to recognize the West Virginia State Capitol Dispensary nurse who has been with the Capitol Police for seven legislative sessions now. Please give a warm welcome to Nurse Elizabeth George. Thank you. And also with our doc of the day for the West Virginia Family Academy of Family Physicians is Dr. Kim Becker. The House Committee for a welcome.
Senate messages.
The Clerk of the Senate announces that the Senate has passed the following bills. Committee substitute for Senate Bill 243, establishing disaster repair and recovery effort tax credit for taxpayers subject to severance and business privilege tax in certain circumstances.
The message will be received and the bill will be referred to the Committee on Energy and Public Works and the Committee on Finance.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill 250, budget bill.
Message will be received. Gentleman the First.
Unanimous consent the committee reference be dispensed with. The bill be taken up for immediate consideration. Read it first time.
Gentleman, the first asks unanimous consent that committee substitute for Senate Bill 250, the budget bill, be taken up for immediate consideration, have its committee reference dispensed with, and be read a first time. Are there objections? No objections are heard. The clerk will please read the bill a first time.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill 250, budget bill.
Bill to be advanced to second reading. Further Senate messages.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill 392, relating to personal income tax reduction.
The message will be received and the bill will be referred to the Committee on Finance.
Senate Bill 553, providing for transfer of license to contractors qualifying immediate family member.
Message will be received and the bill will be referred to the Committee on Government Organization.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill 690, creating alternative DOH procurement procedure.
The message will be received and the bill will be referred to the Committee on Government Organization.
Senate Bill 719, relating to municipal police officers and firefighters retirement system.
The message will be received and the bill will be referred to the Committee on Finance.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill 752, transferring authority for racing events from county commissions to DOT.
The message will be received and the bill will be referred to the Committee on Government Organization.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill 799, requiring receipt, return of service or return receipt to be filed with court.
The message will be received and the bill will be referred to the Committee on the Judiciary.
The clerk of the Senate announces that the Senate has passed the following supplemental appropriations. Committee substitute for Senate Bill 814, supplemental appropriation to State Board of Education Fund 0313. Committee substitute for Senate Bill 828, supplemental appropriation to Department of Human Services Fund 5090. Senate Bill 841, supplemental appropriation to State Board of Education, Fund 3951. Senate Bill 871, supplemental appropriation to State Board of Education, Fund 3517.
Messages will each be received. Each bill will be referred to the Committee on Finance. Other Senate messages at this time, if not resolutions, petitions, bills introduced, motions, unfinished business, bills on third reading.
Senate Bill 393, updating corporate net income tax definitions.
Question before the House is, shall the bill pass? Are there objections to having the bill explained in lieu of having the bill read? If not, gentlemen from the 12th, I get Chris to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, everyone. This bill provides for the tax year 2025 the meaning of terms in the West Virginia statutes relating to corporate net income tax will have the same meaning as those terms under the federal statutes as amended between December 31 of 2024 and July 1st of 2026. I urge passage.
The question before the House is, shall the bill pass? Is there debate on the bill? Is there debate on the bill? If not, those in favor of passage of the bill will please vote aye. Those opposed will please vote no. The clerk will prepare the machine. Has every member voted? If so, the clerk will close the machine and ascertain the result on this question. We had 94 ayes, 0 nays, and 6 members absent. A majority of the members having voted in the affirmative, the chair declares the bill passed. The clerk will please report the title.
Senate Bill 393.
Are there title amendments? If not, the title as read by the clerk will be and remain the title of the bill. Gentleman, the first.
Move to make the bill effective for passage.
Question is on the gentleman's motion that the bill take effect from passage. Those in favor of the motion will please vote aye. Those opposed will please vote no. The clerk will prepare the machine. Has every member voted? If so, the clerk will close the machine and ascertain the result on this question. There were 94 ayes, 0 nays, and 6 members absent. 2/3 of the members having voted in the affirmative, the chair declares the bill effective from passage. The clerk will please communicate the action of the House to the Senate. Next bill on third reading.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill 400, updating personal income tax definitions and provisions of law relating to gaming and gambling losses.
The question before the House is, shall the bill pass? Are there objections to having the bill explained in lieu of having the bill read? No objections are heard. Gentleman the 12th to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The bill would amend provisions of the West Virginia Code relating to the personal income tax. The bill provides that for the tax year 2025, the meaning of terms in the West Virginia statutes relating to personal income taxes will have the same meaning as those terms under the federal statutes as amended during the year 2025. The Senate amended the bill by adding a new subsection G, which would keep in place the provisions of Code Section 11-21-12N, allowing a reduction of federal adjusted gross income for gambling losses up to the amount of gambling winnings. Federal tax law was amended last year to allow such a reduction up to only 90% of the gaming losses beginning in 2026. I urge passage.
Question again before the House is, shall the bill pass? Is there debate on the bill? If not, those in favor of passage of the bill will please vote aye. Those opposed will please vote no. The clerk will prepare the machine. Has every member voted? If so, the clerk will close the machine and ascertain the result. On this question, there were 93 ayes, one nay, and 6 members absent. A majority of the members having voted in the affirmative, the chair declares the bill passed. The clerk will please report the title.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill 400.
Are there title amendments? If not, the title as read by the clerk will be and remain the title of the bill. Gentlemen, the first.
Move to make the bill effective from passage.
The question is on the motion that the bill take effect from passage. Those in favor of the motion will please vote aye. Those opposed will please vote no. The clerk will prepare the machine. Has every member voted? If so, the clerk will close the machine and ascertain the result. On this question, there were 93 ayes, one nay, and 6 members absent. 2/3 of the members having voted in the affirmative, the chair declares the bill effective from passage. The clerk will please communicate the action of the House to the Senate. Next bill on third reading.
Committee substitute for House Bill 4087 to create a West Virginia-Ireland Education Alliance.
The question before the House is, shall the bill pass? Are there objections to having the bill explained in lieu of having the bill read? If not, gentlemen, the 72nd, Delegate Riley to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This bill would amend two statutes related to the West Virginia-Ireland Trade Commission that was created on St. Patrick's Day in 2023. This new qualification for the Trade Commission would include an interest in education. Second, it would establish the West Virginia-Ireland Education Alliance. The alliance is required to partner with West Virginia higher education institutions with Ireland higher education institutions. Under this new alliance, 4-year higher education institutions and 2-year higher education institutions may be eligible for a grant of up to $50,000 per year. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I urge passage.
Question now before the House is passage of the bill. Is there debate on the bill? If not, those in favor of passage of the bill will please vote aye. Those opposed will please vote no. The clerk will prepare the machine. Has every member voted? If so, the clerk will close the machine and ascertain the result. On this question, there were 86 ayes, 8 nay, 6 members absent. Majority of the members having voted in the affirmative, the chair declares the bill passed. The clerk will please report the title.
Committee substitute for House Bill 4087.
Are there title amendments? If not, the title as read by the clerk will be and remain the title of the bill. Gentlemen, the first.
Move to make the bill effective March 17th, 2026.
The question is on the gentleman's motion that the bill be made effective March 17th. 2026. Those in favor of the motion will please vote aye. Those opposed will please vote no. The clerk will prepare the machine. Has every member voted? If so, the clerk will close the machine and ascertain the result on that question. There are 87 ayes, 7 nays, 6 members absent. 2/3 of the members having voted in the affirmative, the chair declares the motion adopted. The clerk will please communicate the action of the House to the Senate. Next bill on third reading.
House Bill 4404, increase the allowance for volunteer and part-time volunteer fire companies and allowing fire departments to make an expenditure for educational and training supplies and fire prevention promotional materials.
The question before the House is, shall the bill pass? Are there objections to having the bill explained in lieu of having the bill read? If not, gentlemen from the 72nd, Delegate Riley to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This bill would amend provisions of the West Virginia Code related to volunteer and part-volunteer fire companies. Currently, the amount able to spend on items for promotional and training supplies is $500 per year. This bill simply increases that amount to $5,000 per year. I urge passage.
Question before the House is, shall the bill pass? Is there debate on the bill? Is there debate on the bill? If not, those in favor of passage of the bill will please vote aye. Those opposed will please vote no. The clerk will prepare the machine. Has every member voted? If so, the clerk will close the machine and ascertain the result. On that question, there were 94 ayes, 0 nays, and 6 members absent. A majority of the members having voted in the affirmative, the chair declares the bill passed. The clerk will please report the title.
House Bill 4404.
Are there title amendments? If not, the title as read by the clerk will be and remain the title of the bill. Gentlemen, the first.
Move to make the bill effective from passage.
The question now is on the motion that the bill be made effective from passage. Those in favor of the motion will please vote aye. Those opposed will please vote no. The clerk will prepare the machine. Has every member voted? If so, the clerk will close the machine and ascertain the result. On that question, there were 94 ayes, 0 nays, and 6 members absent. 2/3 of the members having voted in the affirmative. The chair declares the motion adopted and the bill effective from passage. The clerk will please communicate the action of the House to the Senate. Next bill on third reading.
House Bill 4500, permitting the Berkeley County Commission to levy a special district excise tax for the benefit of the Berkeley County Economic Opportunity Development District under certain conditions.
The question before the House is, shall the bill pass? Are there objections to having this bill explained in lieu of having the bill read? No objections are heard. Gentleman from the 72nd, Doug Riley, to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This bill would amend provisions related to the County Economic Opportunity Development Districts. The bill would authorize Berkeley County Commission to levy a special district excise tax for the Berkeley County Development District comprising of 275 contiguous acres in Berkeley County. I urge passage.
The question now before the House is, shall the bill pass? Is there debate on the bill? Gentleman from the 22nd, Doug Linville, is recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Would the sponsor yield?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Can you just tell us a little bit about what the specifically that this this development is for?
Yes, it's for a project that's going on in Berkeley County, down around Exit 8, right beside I-81. It will be for a major sports complex. It'll also have some strip malls, major retailer, hotel motels, gas stations, the like, all on about 275 acres.
Awesome. Can you help me understand sort of how this ultimately came to us? I understand your county commission did a lot of work in sort of planning this and has dedicated a lot of funds to that. Can you just give us a little bit of an idea as to how we got to where this is before us?
Sure. The Berkeley County Development Authority, along with the County Commission, have been researching this particular project for a little over 2 years now, running the numbers, talking to some stockholders or stakeholders, and making sure that this was going to be a viable project in Berkeley County and that we could find a way to pay for it.
And so I've got their booklet here in front of me on this. I think they're putting up like 3/4 of the overall funding, I think, for the project.
Correct.
Awesome. Thank you to the sponsor.
Thank
Mr.
you.
Mr. Speaker, I think this is a really great thing. I think this may be the first time this legislature has ever, you know, taken a specific action to try to support a sports complex. I love what's going on there in Berkeley County, given that they've got several states sort of around there, and there's an opportunity to draw in a lot of economic activity and also do something great for the kids. I look forward, hopefully, to one day being able to do this with the rest of the Cabell delegation for a similar set of circumstances in Cabell County. And speaking with the sponsor prior to this floor debate, he has agreed to work with me and support if as a for instance, the Cabell County Commission were to bring such an opportunity forward. So, Mr. Speaker, I'm happy to support this bill. I think it's a very interesting and new way to try to get some of this done, and I look forward to my local elected officials also taking that step and putting us in a position where this body can review and hopefully do something great for youth sports. So with that, Mr. Speaker, thank you.
Is there further debate on the bill? If not, the question before the House is, shall the bill pass? Those in favor of passage of the bill will please vote aye. Those opposed will please vote no. The clerk will prepare the machine. Has every member voted? If so, the clerk will please close the machine and ascertain the result on that question. There are 86 ayes, 8 nays, 6 members absent. A majority of the members having voted in the affirmative, the chair declares the bill passed. The clerk will please report the title.
House Bill 4500.
Are there title amendments? If not, the title as read by the clerk will be and remain the title of the bill. The clerk will please communicate the action of the House to the Senate. Next bill on third reading.
Committee substitute for House Bill 5105 relating to financial exploitation of a person in recovery.
The question before the House is, shall the bill pass? Are there objections to having the bill explained in lieu of having the bill read? If not, gentleman from the 55th, Duggett Acres, to explain the bill. From the 26th, I get Werbach to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This committee substitute seeks to amend the West Virginia Code to provide certain civil remedies relating to a person in recovery when it is suspected that they have been a victim of financial exploitation. Under current West Virginia Code, states that elderly people, protected persons, or incapacitated adults can file certain civil actions when it is suspected they have been a victim of financial exploitation. The committee substitute adds a person in recovery as another protected class of persons that can utilize this mechanism. That's a summary of the bill, Mr. Speaker, and I urge passage.
The question before the House is, shall the bill pass? Is there debate on the bill? Gentleman from the 54th, Doug Pushkin, is recognized on the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Would the gentleman, you're still standing. Would you care to yield? Thank you.
Yes.
How does it define person in recovery?
I'm sorry?
How does it define person in recovery?
It's actually already defined. Okay. Under 61-2-29B, we have a definition for a person in recovery. It has the same meaning as prescribed under that code already.
Is there a certain amount of years? Or it doesn't apply to people in long-term recovery, does it? It would just be short-term, correct?
Says they're actively seeking or receiving treatment for drug or alcohol addiction or who has done so within the past 24 months preceding the transaction.
Okay, so that does put some sort of time limit
on it. Yes, there is a time limit and a definition.
Okay, does it have anything in there about like whether or not they're abstinent? Does it have anything about that in it?
No.
Okay. So basically, this just expands who has a cause of action and who can bring a lawsuit is what this does, right?
Gentlemen, be correct.
Thank you.
Is there further debate on the bill? Is there further debate on the bill? If not, those in favor of passage of the bill, please vote aye. Those opposed will please vote no. The clerk will prepare the machine. Has every member voted? If so, the clerk will close the machine and ascertain the result. On this question, there were 94 ayes, 0 nays, and 6 members absent. A majority of the members having voted in the affirmative, the chair declares the bill passed. The clerk will please report the title.
Committee substitute for House Bill 5105.
Are there title amendments?
Delegate Akers moves to amend the title.
The question is on adoption of the title amendment. Those in favor of adoption of the title amendment will please say aye. As opposed, will please say no. The ayes have it. The chair declares the title amendment adopted. The title as amended by the House will be and remain the title of the bill. The clerk will please communicate the action of the House to the Senate. Next bill on third reading.
Committee substitute for House Bill 5168 to increase funding for EMS first responders.
The question before the House, shall the bill pass? Are there objections to having the bill explained in lieu of having the bill read? If not, gentleman from the 12th, Doug Chris, to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The bill would amend the current section of code that establishes the existing Emergency Medical Services Salary Enhancement Fund, administered by the Director of the West Virginia Office of Emergency Medical Services, which is within the Department of Health. The bill would rename the fund the Emergency Medical Services Salary Enhancement Crisis Response and Mental Health Treatment Fund, remove the requirement that all money in the fund must be spent to support increased salaries of emergency medical services workers. The bill would provide an annual source of $12 million in funding for the fund from the net lottery profits, specifically how this fund may be spent. It creates two new sections to establish two new funds administered by the Director of the West Virginia Office Emergency Medical Services. Each year under the new section described below, $3 million will be deposited from net lottery net profits into a new County Emergency Medical Services Fund, and $3 million will be deposited in the new All County Emergency Services Fund, which is for all counties. The director is to distribute those funds to the county commissions, who in turn are to distribute them to emergency medical services departments in those counties. This law amends to delete language requiring that all monies in the renamed Emergency Medical Services Salary Enhancement Fund, Crisis Response and Mental Health Treatment Fund must be spent to support increasing salaries of emergency medical services workers to encourage retention. In addition, each year under the new section, $6 million will be deposited from lottery net profits into the fund and is further amended with new language requiring the director to distribute this $6 million in the following manner. The first $1 million transferred will be used for the Office of the Medical Emergency Services for Mental Health Treatment for Emergency Medical Service Personnel, provided that any funds not used in any fiscal year may be redistributed to those counties according to the distribution authorized by this section. Number two, any monies awarded to a county from funds transferred from the state lottery pursuant of this code may be equal matched by the county funds or funds received by the counties from other sources to serve as a match for those funds. And three, none of the funds transferred from the state lottery pursuant to this code may be used for salary increases of emergency medical service personnel. Number three, it creates a new section as described above as the allocated total of $12 million annually from the available lottery profits as follows. $6 million to the Emergency Medical Salary Enhancement Crisis Response and Mental Health Treatment Fund and $3 million to the County Emergency Medical Services created here within and $3 million to the County Emergency Medical Services Fund created in the other section. Mr. Speaker, I urge passage.
Question before the House is, shall the bill pass? Is there debate on the bill? Gentleman from the 77, Douglas Staller.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I don't really want to debate the bill, but what I wanted to tell you is, and I want to thank the Finance Committee and the Chairman and Vice Chairman for working hard to make this a reality. It says to increase the funding. In all reality, this is a historical day. If this body passes this and it makes it all the way to the governor's, we're actually putting the first permanent funding to support the EMS workers of the state of West Virginia. This is the first of its kind to be done out there in the state. We've had it in there before under other ways, but this is identified in a permanent manner. I think we're telling our first responders out there that we care. We know that they do a job for us every day. They're out there working, and that we're willing to reach out to help them, to try and keep them going. We have a lot of struggling systems that has failed. I hope that this patches that and gets them back on the road, and when we travel up and down the highways or wherever we go in the state of West Virginia, that we have somebody ready to respond if we have an accident. I really urge passage of this bill, and thank you very much.
Gentleman from the 57th, Dr. Lewis, is recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Would the sponsor yield, gentleman from the 77th?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. So essentially, this bill, it creates like three different funding. So you have the EMS salary enhancement, along with everything that was mentioned. You also have a county fund and an all-county fund, correct?
Correct.
And the funds from the county, you can get those funds if you have the excess levy. Is that correct?
They don't necessarily have to have an excess levy. It's identified that they have to match the funds. And a lot of counties, they do it different ways. Some of the counties has money that they have from severance money for gas, coal, and that type of thing, and they put it toward emergency services. This will allow that to count. Some counties has associations that actually pays in for the ambulance services that serves in their county, that will be counted to allow that to happen also. So private donations, any way they can get the money to do that, to make the match, that's all that's required.
Yes, sir. In addition, the funding, that 12, because it's $12 million total, so that's going to come from excess lottery or lottery profits, correct?
It's going to come from lottery, not excess. It comes from the lottery profits.
Got you. And if the lottery profits are insufficient for that year, what have you, are there any other pots in which that funding will come from?
If that happens, which it's only happened one time to my knowledge, I believe, since 85, I believe is when it started, then they would be the first not to receive that money. That is always a chance that you're taking out there, but it's better than nothing.
Yes, sir. Thank you for yielding permission to speak to the bill.
Yes, sir. Gentleman is recognized.
This is a really good bill, and as the gentleman mentioned, this is a great first step. I don't know if you went to, you know, or got the information that EMS provided. They lose $500 a call. So every time they respond, they lose up to $500 a call. They responded to over 1 million calls in West Virginia in 2024. In some places, this is the only medical services that people have. So it's long overdue. We have provided zero state appropriations for this service, which it should be provided for fully. So this is a good first step, but it also is insufficient. So moving forward, we need to dedicate more funding, more resources to this essential service. So I will definitely be in support of the bill. Thank you. Hope you are too.
Member from the 84, Tucker Jennings, is recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, I want to say to the Finance Committee, thank you. Thank God we finally got something done. I've only been trying to get this funding since 2018. That's how long I've been here. And every year we come close twice. I've seen the bill up on the desk there 10 minutes before 12 o'clock, and it never got off the desk. But this year I think we're going to. I think we're going to really support EMS. And it's like everything else. You don't really realize how important they are till you dial 911, and then you wonder where they're at. Ask our Secretary of State about it. I asked him about it this morning. It took 12 minutes for them. He was upside down in his seatbelt, and it took 12 minutes for them to get there and get him down, take care of him. And I don't know if you've ever been upside down in a vehicle before on your seatbelt. You can't unfasten it because you can't push the clicker. And if you do, you'll probably break your neck because you just drop right down. But I just can't thank you guys enough for finally doing it. And, you know, every year we'll probably hit a little bit more, but try to increase. But finally, I want to thank you, Vern, for bringing this through for me. You guys, thank you very much.
Gentleman number 69, Doug Marple, is recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I urge you all to support and vote for this bill. It's very important to the emergency services out there in the volunteer fire departments. I currently run with the Johnstown Volunteer Fire Department. It's a small department in the southeastern section of Harrison County. My daughter also runs with the department. I'm recording secretary on the business end. She's the treasurer on the business end. You all are going to be out there campaigning. When you go to events, speak up for the volunteer fire departments. You got young people in the audience. Ask them to get interested and go down and talk to the local firemen. Go down and talk to the local fire at the fire department. And tell them to step up, volunteer. Become a servant to the people of the state of West Virginia. They'll feel better. And they'll have a lot of fun. Thank you.
Is there further debate on the bill? Does the gentleman wish to close debate on the bill?
Over 50 years ago, this body passed a law. It charged the counties to be in charge of their own EMS program. I know of pretty much 54 of those counties have done that. I'm ashamed to say that Wood County, under its county commission, has never done that. They relied upon the two hospitals that we had in our community to take care of that. Well, since then, one of our hospitals have closed. The private concern took over one of those ambulance services, and because of billing problems with Medicaid, they have now closed. So we are with one opportunity through WVU Medicine, Candle Clark Hospital, to have services in Wood County. And again, without any help from the Wood County Commission. That's the history of how this came about. And the gentleman from the 84th is right. He has been on me since he's been here. We did the fire departments because of him. And we use similar formula. And that has been very good for the fire departments. And so now this year, we were able to put together the same program for the EMS. So kudos to the gentleman from the 84th for being persistent. And I know it's been a concern. It's been a concern to all of us, especially in Tucker County, which is in part of his area, which is very vulnerable this time of year. And I'm sure today they had a new coat of snow of probably 5 or 6 inches of snow. And we know that what that brings. And I'm sure they've already had to make runs today, no doubt. So I appreciate the patience of trying to get this work through. And again, As long as we have lottery, these are the things that lottery can do for us. And I appreciate that, and so will you. I urge passage.
Question before the House is, shall the bill pass? Those in favor of passage of the bill will please vote aye. Those opposed will please vote no. The clerk will prepare the machine. Has every member voted? If so, the clerk will please close the machine and ascertain the result on this question. We had 94 ayes, 0 nays, and 6 members absent. A majority of the members having voted in the affirmative, the chair declares the bill passed. The clerk will please report the title.
Committee substitute for House Bill 5168.
Are there title amendments?
Delegate Chris moves to amend the title.
The question now is on adoption of the title amendment. Those in favor of adoption of the title amendment will please say aye.
Aye.
As opposed to please say no. The ayes have it. Chair declares the title amendment adopted. The title as amended by the House will be and remain the title of the bill. The clerk will please communicate the action of the House to the Senate. Next bill on third reading.
Committee substitute for House Bill 5198 relating to crimes against the intellectually disabled.
The question before the House is, shall the bill pass? Are there objections to having the bill explained in lieu of having the bill read? If not, gentleman from the 59th, Douglas Shamblin, to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The engrossed committee substitute clarifies the protected classes of persons listed in the state hate crime law to include persons with a disability. It creates a definition for disability to be consistent with what is in the Human Rights Act. I want to urge passage of HB 5198. This legislation strengthens protections in our civil rights statute to ensure that West Virginians with disabilities are clearly and consistently protected under our state law. The foundation for this statute already exists. It protects individuals currently from violence or intimidation based on race, religion, national origin, political affiliation, and sex. What this bill does is make sure that disability is explicitly added to that same section and current section of code so that it is consistent throughout our entire code, including felony provisions, conspiracy language, and sentencing considerations. This issue was brought to my attention by one of my constituents and friends, Tracy White. She's a great advocate for those with disabilities, and through my conversations with her, it was clear that while disability appeared in other portions of our code, it is not reflected in this civil rights section. And that clarity matters for prosecutors, for courts, and most importantly, for families. And I think we can evaluate our society not by how we treat the strong, but by how we treat those who sometimes cannot protect themselves. This is the true measure of community and a reflection of our societal values in safeguarding our most vulnerable citizens. HB 5198 does not create new crimes. It doesn't limit lawful speech. It simply ensures that if someone targets a person because of their disability, that bias is clearly addressed in the sentencing procedures and in the additional charges that can fall under the hate crime statute. Equal protection under the law should mean exactly that for every West Virginian, and I urge passage.
Question again before the House is, shall the bill pass? Is there debate on the bill? If not, those in favor of passage of the bill will please vote aye. Those opposed will please vote no. The clerk will prepare the machine. Has every member voted? If so, the clerk will please close the machine and ascertain the result on this question. We had 94 ayes, 0 nays, and 6 members absent. A majority of the members having voted in the affirmative, the chair declares the bill passed. The clerk will please report the title.
Committee substitute for House Bill 5198.
Are there title amendments?
Delegate Akers moves to amend the title.
The question is on adoption of the title amendment. Those in favor of adoption of the title amendment will please say aye.
Aye.
As opposed to please say no. The ayes have it. The chair declares the title amendment adopted. The title as amended by the House will be and remain the title of the bill. The clerk will please communicate the action of the House to the Senate. Next bill on third reading.
House Bill 5203 to forbid any municipality from issuing an ID for the purpose of voting in a municipal election.
Question before the House is, shall the bill pass? Are there objections to having this bill explained in lieu of having the bill read? If not, gentleman from the 78th, Delegate Shirelli, to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Bill 5203, the bill adds a new subsection of code which provides that regarding municipal elections, no municipality may, by ordinance, charter, or otherwise, authorize the use of a municipal identification card or any other locally issued identification as a valid form of voter identification if such document is not otherwise authorized by state law for use in a statewide election. Existing code regarding municipally issued IDs states that a valid employee identification card with a photograph of the eligible voter issued by any branch, department, agency, or entity of the United States government or of the state of West Virginia or by any county, municipality, board, authority, or other political subdivision of West Virginia, this would remain valid law. That is the bill, Mr. Speaker. I urge passage.
Question before the House is, shall the bill pass? Is there debate on the bill? Gentleman from the 5th, Delegate Fluharty, is recognized on the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Gentleman yield.
I state standing.
How many municipalities are currently issuing IDs for the purpose of voting?
Zero.
Zero.
Correct.
So not a single West Virginian has cast a vote using these particular IDs?
That is correct.
Okay. And under Chapter 3, which lists qualifying IDs, don't we allow for local municipalities to issue employee IDs, which can be used for voting?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. That's all I have for you. Very briefly, Mr. Speaker, this bill does nothing. It is nothing more than another election bill from tinfoil hat-wearing legislators down here. I mean, I must have just forgot my spaceship again today and my tinfoil hat, because another piece of legislation that does absolutely nothing. Not a single West Virginian is voting using these types of IDs. Not a single municipality has even issued one. And we're spending precious legislative time on nonsense that does nothing. Chapter 3 already says even if a municipality issued this type of identification, it's not on the qualified list. But we do trust our municipalities to issue employee IDs, which count. But if they issued IDs for voting purposes, those don't count. What bizarre world am I living in? This doesn't make any sense. The ultimate irony here is, by voting for this legislation, and I want you to read what it says up there, by voting for this legislation, you're actually voting against voter IDs. That might make for some creative mailers in your upcoming primaries. Good luck with that one. So thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'll be voting no.
Question before the House is, shall the bill pass? Is there debate on the bill? Is there debate on the bill? Gentleman wish to close debate on the bill. Gentleman to 78 to close debate on the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So I'll take my tinfoil hat off here for just a second, and we'll talk about the reality of this legislation. In regards to the existing code for the municipal issued IDs regarding employees, that is identification and documents that are currently authorized by state law for use in these elections, so those would not be implicated in any way. The reason why this legislation came about is that there was a municipality in my county that announced their intent to offer these municipal IDs. It was first announced on January 28th. The following city council meeting, February 4th, the municipal ID ordinance had to be tabled because according to what the city manager describes as significant public feedback. So a municipality attempted to do this, but the public outcry was so overwhelming that they had to table it. So I responding to the public outcome or the public outcry that I've heard, we're going to close this loophole out right before they can, before we can even do anything with it. So that is the bill. I urge passage. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Debate on the bill has been closed. The question before the House is, shall the bill pass? Those in favor of passage of the bill will please vote aye. Those opposed will please vote no. The clerk will prepare the machine. Has every member voted? If so, the clerk will please close the machine and ascertain the result on that question. There are 84 ayes, 10 nays, 6 members absent. A majority of members having voted in the affirmative, the chair declares the bill passed. The clerk will please report the title.
House Bill 5203.
Are there title amendments? If not, the title as read by the clerk will be and remain the title of the bill. The clerk will please communicate the action of the House to the Senate. Next bill on third reading.
Committee substitute for House Bill 5214 relating to drug testing of parents who have had abuse and or neglect claims substantiated against them prior to reunification.
Question before the House is, shall the bill pass? Are there objections to having the bill explained in lieu of having the bill read? If not, gentleman from the 13th, Delegate Hecker, to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This committee substitute amends the West Virginia Code to provide a mechanism for the court's discretion to require the parents pass a drug test before reunification with their child in a child abuse neglect proceeding. I urge passage.
You've heard the bill explained. The question now before the House is, shall the bill pass? Is there debate on the bill? If not, those in favor of passage of the bill will please vote aye. Those opposed will please vote no. The clerk will prepare the machine. Has every member voted? If so, the clerk will please close the machine and ascertain the result on this question. We had 94 ayes, 0 nays, and 6 members absent. A majority of members having voted in the affirmative, the chair declares the bill passed. The clerk will please report the title.
Committee substitute for House Bill 5214.
Are there title amendments?
Delegate Akers moves to amend the title.
The question is on adoption of the title amendment. Those in favor of adoption of the title amendment will please say aye. Those opposed will please say no. The ayes have it. The chair declares the title amendment adopted. The title as amended by the House will be and remain the title of the bill. The clerk will please communicate the action of the House to the Senate for the bills on third reading. If not, bills on second reading.
Committee substitute for House Bill 4537, requiring municipalities take action when potential customers apply for water and sewer service.
Are there amendments?
Delegate Funkhauser moves to amend the committee substitute. This is HFA Funkhauser 2-23, number 1.
Are there objections to having the amendment explained in lieu of having it read? No objections are heard. Gentleman from the 98, Doug Funkhauser, to explain the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Water and sewer infrastructure is important, and this is a good bill, and the intent of this amendment is to improve the bill because extensions may not be technically feasible, but another type of infrastructure may be. So this amendment will have the potential to broaden water and sewer infrastructure in West Virginia if and only if there is a positive net service revenue and it still has the same guardrails as the existing bill, where these, if these are 100% grant funded. So with that, I urge passage. Happy to answer any questions.
The question now is on adoption of the amendment just explained by the sponsor. Is there debate on the amendment? Gentleman from the 72nd, Doug Riley, is recognized on the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to compliment the gentleman from the 98th to continuing to work to get water and sewer to the citizens of the state of West Virginia. His amendment does no harm, and I urge passage.
Question again is on adoption of the amendment as explained by the sponsor. Is there debate on the amendment? If not, those in favor of adoption of the amendment will please say aye.
Aye.
As opposed, will please say no. The ayes have it. Chair declares the amendment adopted. Are there other amendments? If not, the bill will be advanced to third reading. Next bill on second reading.
House Bill 4591, to recognize school athletic directors who have achieved a nationally recognized professional certification through the National Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Are there amendments? If not, the bill will be advanced.
Committee substitute for House Bill 4603, relating to the creation of the process of obtaining and adjudicating a pre-adjudicatory alternative disposition.
Are there amendments?
Delegate Berkhammer moves to amend the committee substitute. This is HFA Berkhammer 2-23, number 1.
Are there objections to having this amendment explained in lieu of having it read? No objections are heard. Gentleman from the 64th, Delegate Berkhammer, is recognized to explain the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This simply is a cleanup. There's kind of a long subsection P, and this kind of narrows it down to make sure all of our cross-references in code to basically provide new grounds for adoption through the guardianship process that we're creating. So just trying to simplify and clarify, urge adoption.
The question now is on adoption of the amendment as explained by the sponsor. Is there debate on the amendment? If not, those in favor of adoption, yes, from the 57th, Delegate Lewis is recognized on the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Would the gentleman yield for question?
Yes.
All right, you said section B of the bill?
P as in Paul, yeah.
Okay, what page are you looking on?
Bottom of page 7.
Okay, what's that? Okay, so it is adoption language in the bill?
Excuse me?
So it is adoption language in the bill, right?
Yep, there already is. There's a couple references to some code, and then we added some criteria down there. That criteria is not necessary where we're at in the bill if you use the cross-reference of code in 4822.101.
Okay. And in your amendment, it states like 2 years. Why is that? What's the 2 years from?
Yeah, so we'll probably get into a little bit more tomorrow, but the bill itself establishes a new guardianship process through abuse and neglect proceedings. There were a lot of questions in committee about wanting to take that guardianship and making it a permanent adoption. So the 2 years was actually chosen by the committee. Several committee members worked on this section and set that 2 years. And it's just creating that opportunity through this guardianship to then move to adoption. And we're just making sure in the amendment that we're streamlining it over to 4822 101, which is still a subsidized adoption through the court proceedings.
Got it. And but the purpose of the bill, and again, not to get off track with the amendment, but the purpose of the bill is to reestablish or reunify those families who may have had an incident, correct?
No.
What am I looking? Okay.
I'm not sure how far we want to get off into the bill today.
Yeah. But this is not an adoption bill generally, right?
Say that again?
The bill itself is not an adoption bill.
That correct? Is correct. Okay. It is not an adoption bill, but this subsection is creating an adoption pathway through the juvenile abuse and neglect case.
Gotcha. Thanks.
Is there further debate on the primary amendment? Gentlemen wish to close on the primary amendment? If not, those in favor of adoption of the amendment as explained by the sponsor will please say aye.
Aye.
As opposed to, please say no. The ayes have it, chair declares that amendment adopted. Are there other amendments to the bill? If not, the bill will be advanced to third reading. Next bill on second reading.
Committee substitute for House Bill 4656 relating to chronic absenteeism.
Are there amendments? If not, the bill will be advanced.
House Bill 4663 to repeal the requirement for a special license for a multi-vendor private fair and festival.
Are there amendments? If not, the bill will be advanced.
Committee substitute for House Bill 4799 to establish the cold case task force for the West Virginia state of West Virginia.
Are there amendments? If not, the bill will be advanced.
House Bill 4842 relating to civil remedies for unauthorized disclosure of intimate images.
Are there amendments? If not, the bill will be advanced.
Committee substitute for House Bill 4850 providing online training for executors, executrix of an estate.
Are there amendments? If not, the bill will be advanced.
Committee substitute for House Bill 5341 to create a domestic violence registry.
Are there amendments?
Delegate Akers moves to amend the committee substitute. This is HFA Akers 2-23, number
Are there
one.
Objections to having this amendment explained in lieu of having it read? If not, gentleman from the 55th, Delegate Akers, to explain the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This bill, which would create a domestic violence registry, currently has a general provision that allows for $50 of the statutory fee, if the bill were to pass, to go towards a general administration fund. After further discussion with the Supreme Court, their preference was that we specifically name the fund to be used. So we are amending this amendment would change that provision of the current bill so that the $50 portion of the registry fee would go to the family court fund, which has already been established in state code. Mr. Speaker, that's a brief description of the amendment. I urge passage.
The question now is on adoption of the amendment as just explained by the sponsor, gentleman from the 55th, Duggett Akers. Is there debate on the amendment? Is there debate on the amendment? If not, those in favor of adoption of the amendment will please say aye.
Aye.
As opposed to, please say no. The ayes have it. The chair declares that amendment adopted. Are there other amendments to the bill? If not, the bill will be advanced to third reading. Are the bills on second reading? If not, bills on first reading.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill 251, authorizing Department of Administration to promulgate legislative rules.
Bill will be advanced.
Committee substitute for House Bill 4027, the budget bill making appropriations of public money out of the Treasury in accordance with Section 51, Article 6 of the Constitution.
Bill will be advanced.
Committee substitute for House Bill 4481, West Virginia Load Forecast Accountability Act.
Bill will be advanced.
Committee substitute for House Bill 4798, permitting teachers to wear a mobile alert button for emergency situations to be known as Alyssa's Law.
The bill will be advanced.
Committee substitute for House Bill 4971, relating to preliminary planning for future electric substations near industrial parks on certain high voltage lines.
Bill will be advanced.
Committee substitute for House Bill 5015, relating to the Respiratory Care Interstate Compact.
Bill will be advanced.
House Bill 5110, amend section providing for waiver of tuition and fees for older persons auditing certain college classes.
Bill will be advanced.
House Bill 5406, relating to driving under the influence.
Bill will be advanced.
Committee substitute for House Bill 5416, to ensure continuity of title protection of third parties and orderly transition from trustee-based governance to corporate governance for churches and religious organizations.
Bill will be advanced.
Committee substitute for House Bill 5444 relating to increasing the amount of fees to be paid by parolees for supervision.
Bill will be advanced.
House Bill 5449 repealing addiction treatment pilot program.
Bill will be advanced.
Committee substitute for House Bill 5454 relating to the Select Committee for West Virginia Fusion Center.
Bill will be advanced.
House Bill 5492 relating to advanced purchase agreements for electric substation transformers.
Bill will be advanced. Gentleman the first.
Unanimous consent to have the bill read a first time, then commit to your Committee on Finance.
At this time, are there objections to referring the bill to Committee on Finance? Bill will be referred to the Committee on Finance. Further bills on first reading.
Committee substitute for House Bill 5582, extending program for drug screening of applicants for TANF.
Bill will be advanced.
House Bill 5682, supplemental appropriation to expire funds, surplus balance of general revenue.
Bill will be advanced. Other bills on first reading. Leaves of absence. Gentlemen, the first.
For our colleagues, Delegates Dean, Comp, Petito, Brian Smith, Vance, and Williams.
Are there objections to leaves of absence being granted? No objections are heard. Leaves of absence will be granted. Introductions. Miscellaneous business. Gentlemen, the first.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move subject to announcements. The House stand in recess until 5:30 this evening.
Are there announcements? Gentlemen, the 72nd, Delegate Riley.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your Committee on Finance will have a committee meeting this evening, February 23rd, 15 minutes following the second floor session in the House Committee Finance Room. The agenda will be posted and dinner will be provided. Your Subcommittee on Revenue will meet tomorrow, February 24th, at 8:30 a.m. in the House Finance Committee Room. The agenda will be posted. Your Committee on Finance will also meet tomorrow at 9 a.m. in the House Finance Committee Room. The agenda will be posted. And lastly, your Subcommittee on Banking and Insurance will meet tomorrow at 1 p.m. in the House Finance Committee Room. The agenda will be posted. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Gentleman from the 41st, Delegate Maynard.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your Committee on Judiciary will meet tomorrow, February 24th at 9 a.m. in the Judiciary Committee Room. Republican members of the committee will caucus in the Chairman's office at 8:45 a.m., and the agenda will be posted. Thank you.
Gentleman from the 39th, Doug Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your Standing Committee on Government Organization will meet today at 1 p.m. in the Government Organization Committee Room. The agenda is posted. Republicans will caucus at 12:45 in the Chair's office. Your Subcommittee on Government Administration will meet tomorrow at 9 a.m. in the Government Organization Committee Room. The agenda will be posted. And last, your Standing Committee on Government Organization will meet tomorrow at 1 p.m. in the Government Organization Committee Room. The agenda will be posted, and Republicans will caucus at 12:45 in the Chair's office. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Gentleman from the 92nd, Doug at Height.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your Committee on Health and Human Resources will meet today, February 23rd at 3:30 p.m. in the Health and Human Resources Committee Room. Republican members will caucus at 3. Tomorrow, Tuesday, February 24th, your Committee on Health and Human Resources will meet at 3:30 p.m. in the Health and Human Resources Committee Room. Republican members will caucus at 3 p.m. The agendas are posted. Thank you.
Chairman of the 43rd, Delegate Tony.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your Standing Committee on Education will meet today at 1 p.m. in the Education Committee Room. The agenda is posted. Additionally, your Standing Committee on Education will meet again tomorrow, Tuesday, the 24th, at 1 p.m. in the Education Committee Room. The agenda will be posted.
Gentleman, the second, Dr. Zatezalo.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your Standing Committee on Energy and Public Works will meet today, February 23rd, in the House Judiciary Committee Room at 3 p.m. The agenda is posted. Also, the Standing Committee on Energy and Public Works will meet tomorrow, February 24th, in the House Judiciary Committee Room at 3 p.m. The agenda will be posted. Thank you.
Lady from the 81st, Doug Hamilton.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Women's Caucus will meet today, immediately following the floor session. All women are invited to attend. It will take place in 330 West. Lunch will be provided.
In anticipation of the questions, it is the Chair's intention that the agenda for 5:30 consist only of receipt of committee reports. Are there further announcements at this time? If not, the question is on the motion that the House stand in recess until 5:30. Those in favor of the motion, please say aye. Aye. Supposed to please say no. Motion is adopted. The House is in recess until 5:30 this afternoon.